Okay, so I wanted to share with you something that I'd read the other day. And it was, once you teach a child the word for bird, they'll never see that bird again. And it took me a while to wrap my brain around that. I was like, what do you mean? Is education bad? What are you talking about? And then as I read more into this idea, let me just tell it to you this way. Okay, so let's say you see a cardinal for the first time. And you note how it has that crest and the feathers that stick up in that funny way. And it's got the black markings around its eyes. And you notice how it sort of bullies the other birds. And it's kind of large and it takes off so quickly. And you're fascinated by it. If you'd never seen it before, you would be fascinated. Once you know the name for something, you're just like, oh, it's a cardinal. You never observe it again. And there's so many things in our lives that are amazing. And we just don't pay attention to because we're used to them. Think of your spouse or the people in your life. You just, you know, that's the wife or the husband. When was the last time you really looked at their face like you hadn't seen them before, like they were some fascinating person to you, like you were interested in their personality and the timbre of their voice and the little wrinkles around their eyes when they smile. All of these things you put into a category and you're like, well, that's what that is. And you stop being so invested and interested in them. And that can go for so many things in the world around us, too. There's so many gorgeous things. You don't think about the wind moving the trees and observing that because you know the word for it. You know what it is. You know the phenomena. You know all of this. And so it's not interesting to you anymore. So if we can reflect in that way and act like we're seeing things for the first time, seeing these people in our lives, seeing the world around us for the first time, if you didn't know the name for it, how invested would you be in it? And how much would that touch your heart and your emotions and reinvigorate that curiosity in you and the interest in you? And I just thought that was a really good lesson because once you teach the child the word for bird, they never see that bird again. And I think we can take that with us today. And I hope that that causes you to smile, to look at things a different way. Maybe when you get home today and you see your partner, you look at them like you've seen them for the first time. And I hope it brings some joy to you as you look around.